So we still have our girl Hillary McKibben on the line now, and I'm actually going to chat with her and her mom. This is going to be part two of our conversation about why it's so important for us to pay attention to Hillary, people in Hillary's shoes that need our help.
It's the Amy Volume Show.
Kiss 105.3.
Do you get to start going out a little bit more once you're feeling better? Or are you going to be able to start?
I'm going out a little for walks and stuff.
Nice. The big concern, though, is to keep you away from anybody who might be sick, right?
Yeah.
See, I'm sick right now, but as soon as I get better, we have to hang out and maybe go to a concert or something like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Tonight I'm for a sleepover at your house.
Yeah, we could do something awesome for sure. I'll bring you to the radio station. What would you like to say now that you're on the radio? Is there anything you want to get out there?
Thank you for all the people who are getting swabbed. And I want to say to my school, it was really nice hanging out with them.
But no thank you for all the homework, right? No thanks. You can keep the homework.
What about all the homework?
You do. You got a bright future ahead, Hillary. You just got to work hard, right? And seriously, yes. Back to what I was saying about people that are doing the swabby thingy. Should they become your 100% match or someone else's 100% match? You know, I was reading up about it, and the whole procedure seems like a couple of days off work. And then you heal, and then you feel all better, and it's not even that scary. So anybody that might have been feeling a little bit nervous about becoming a donor, they just need to look into it a little bit more, and all those details are online. But you know the story, right, Hillary? Like, it's not scary, right?
It's a little scary, but not too scary.
Exactly. I mean, come on.
It's more scary for me than them.
I was just going to say, if anybody needs a role model or they need some bravery, they can just talk with you and follow your story. What's the best place for people who may want to connect with you? How can they follow along?
Just click a button, and then you could just follow my Twitter. That how you do all the things to not be nervous.
You know what? I just look at the videos and the photos that you're sharing and all these great people coming together for you. And you're at Start With Hills on Twitter. And I see that I guess your family probably helped you out with this pretty cool website here, startwithhillary.ca. And that's a great resource to follow along. And I feel for you, girl, when you're not having a good day. But, you know, nobody really likes to talk about the bad days. The good days we all like a lot better. But I feel like sometimes when you just tell the truth and you just tell people that, you know, I'm just kind of having an off day. I think that can be a great motivator for people that are like, oh, okay, well, maybe I will go out to these swab events and I'm going to try and be a match, because we all want you to have good days, only good days. So I think that's something that we can show up for. Your mom is with you, right?
Yes. Hi, Amy.
Kelly, is there anything that you would like to say on the radio today?
We just continue to be really moved by the support the city has shown us to get swabbed and to understand the issue and come support Hillary, because you never know when it's going to be you. We never thought it could be us, and staring at this in the face, you know, I can almost guarantee, like, statistically speaking, tomorrow, if people go out and get swabbed at Caribbean Culture Days, I can almost put money on it that someone will be called to be a match for someone out in the world. Someone is just waiting for their match to get swabbed. We have light days now. We're having a lot of good days now, Hill. We're kicking its butt.
Yay!
Yeah! Yeah!
Oh, and yes. We're just going to keep fighting for us and for everybody else.
It's just gonna happen. It's gonna happen for you. We're gonna be there when you need us. And you know, for people that are listening maybe right now, if they have plans, they're gonna miss tomorrow's event. Well, we got another one for you. October 3rd, University of Ottawa, 11 to 4. We got one at Carleton coming up, October 6th, from 2 o'clock to 5 o'clock. There's one that's gonna be happening towards the end of November, I think, happening at Algonquin College. I don't have the exact date just yet, but I'll be telling everybody about it. And you know what? There's no excuse, because if you want, you can even call 1-888-2-DONATE or go to blood.ca, and they'll send you a kit right to your house. You can swab from your lazy boy.
Yeah. You're amazing, Amy. Yeah, you really get it.
You're amazing. This is easy for us to do. You know, what's hard is waiting.
Yeah.
We're going to get on it. We're going to light a fire. And I think that you're awesome. Let's keep in touch. Okay, Hillary?
Okay.
Okay, thank you so much, Amy. Say bye to Amy.
Bye, Amy.
Call the Amy Volume Show
at 613-750-1053.
Join the conversation.
KISS 105.3.